Joining me in the studio now is Bettina Hannigan, President and CEO of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce. And Bettina, we are just a few weeks away from the huge Rhododendron Festival.
Yes, we are. And we're expecting record attendance this year.
And do you think any of that record attendance has to do with the fact that, you know, people are chomping at the bit after not having it?
I do. You know, I pulled the numbers out for the Wine and Chowder Festival that we had in February, and it was up probably over 20% from pre-COVID years. So I think people are ready. They want to be out. They want to be doing things, especially the Rhodie Days, which are, the Rhododendron Festival is such a strong tradition that people look forward to, and it's nice to be back in bloom.
Well, and the nice thing about it is, too, is that everybody along, up from Portland down to Ashland, I mean, people are familiar with this festival. So it's not like we're just drawing from Eugene, you know, or somewhere around there. People are coming from everywhere.
They are. And I spoke with Geraldine Davis of Davis Carnivals, and she said that the last several carnivals that they've been having this year so far have had huge turnout, have been very successful. So I'm expecting the same thing here. The pre-sale tickets are on sale, and they're on sale on the website and at the front desk at the visitor center, and they're going. People are coming in, and it's $30, but it's still $35 at the gate, so you're still saving $5 by buying in advance.
Now, you're collaborating with the city. Obviously, you're the city, the travel partner for the city. Are there any talks about, you know, what the pandemic might look like, or if there's going to be any concerns of that, or are we just pretty much, people are going to self...
I haven't heard of any restrictions or any plans at this point in time. I think that basically we're all just going by whatever the current guidance is, and we'll follow those guidelines. And right now it's, you know, everyone, you know, take your, you know, be safe, keep your distance, wash your hands, you know, and get tested if you feel like you're sick. And those tests are out there. You can get them through the mail, you know, the United States Postal Service. And so I think that the home testing has been very helpful for people to kind of check and see, you know, is this just a cold or is it COVID? And a lot of times it's coming back that it's just a cold.
Right.
Or is the flu. You know, remember before COVID when we actually had those things?
I do remember that.
And the world didn't come to an end because I sneezed, right? So I think that we're just, we're looking forward to being out there and welcoming back all of our visitors that this is part of their tradition. And it kicks off the summer for us. It's a great revenue generator for our businesses. So I appreciate the support of our businesses being open, because I know it's difficult right now. I actually spoke with some of the restaurants, and I've kind of advised them and said, look, you know, if, you know, with short staff and short food supply, I've told them to, you know, to consider having a menu with a limited menu with four or five or six items on it. And then the same thing with the bars, you know, maybe have certain drinks that are available that you can make ahead of time, and beer and wine, and just keep it simple so that people can come in, they have a good time, their expectations are met. It's one of the biggest part of tourism is managing expectations. And I think that right now with the limited staff that we have and the limited food availability, that we want the people that are coming over here and spending money to have a really positive experience, and going into a restaurant and not having the food that they're looking for, or having to wait longer than they think they should wait, can actually affect their experience here. And we don't want that to happen. We want them to have a really positive experience where, you know, they go in, they get fed, they get their drinks, you know, and they're back out doing the other things that they're doing. The vendor fair that we have on Maple Street this year, I believe we have 4 food trucks.
Well, that'd be nice. That'll help out a little bit.
I think that's going to take a little bit of pressure off. We've got
Are they some of the trucks that are already here now?
No, they are.
New ones coming?
We've got a smoker, a smokehouse type of a truck, a Chinese food truck, Bundt Cakes, and there's one more. I can't remember what it was, but it's going to be fun. The vendor fair filled up really fast this year. So we've got 32 spots, and, you know, we're trying to have family-friendly vendors there. And we've also got, you know, the motorcycle friendly vendors there. So the tattoo guy's going to be back. And as they said, well, why do we want to have the tattoo guy here, Bettina? I said, because we've got a lot of Harley people coming into town, and Harley people like to get some tattoos. Yeah. You know, it's not just we're really trying to keep it visitor friendly for all the visitors, for the kid visitors, for the family visitors, for our biker visitors.
And just because it's tattooed doesn't mean it's not family friendly either.
That's true. You know, that's true. It's just that's 100% true.
Yeah, it's just that if you're under 18, mom and dad have to be there.
Right. Right,
so
exactly.
You gotta watch out for it. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you what are some of the challenges, you know, that we may not have faced in other years, but you pretty kind of addressed them with the food issues, the restaurant issues, and that. And of course, we are expecting huge crowds. You know,
we are. I know the restaurant, our hotels are full, and if they're not full, they're getting very full. And so we're looking forward to it. We're already planning on 4th of July too. So you know. It's going to be another busy summer, people.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be. And I think it's probably going to stay this way for a long time. In my perspective, one of the things that happened through COVID, and it really was a good benefit for us, was many people that traditionally are big spenders weren't able to do their big spending vacations. So they weren't going to Hawaii. They weren't going to Australia. They weren't going to New Zealand. They weren't going abroad. And so they came to the coast. And I think that they really reconnected with what a beautiful visit destination we have here, and how much easier and less expensive it is to come to the coast rather than doing those international flights. And so I think that I think we're going to see that residual tourist coming back more frequently for a long time.
Yeah. I notice that myself. Deb and I will go out on the beach and take a walk, and we're looking at each other like, why don't we do this more often? It's so beautiful out here. So I can understand people, you know, coming here and going, oh, yeah, I forgot
exactly
how gorgeous it is here and how much fun it's going
to
be.
Oh, I used to go there as a kid. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
Well, now they're coming. Yeah. And, you know, the Chamber, right now we're running a 2-night stay giveaway. And we do this every year. And it helps us build our visitor email list so that we can, for marketing purposes. So Three Rivers Casino was the one that we did a couple of weeks ago. And we had about 3,000 people submit their email to win a 2-night stay at Three Rivers Casino, a round of golf, and a dinner. And the comments that, you know, because we put it up on social media, and I love to read the comments. You know, oh, I haven't been there since I was a kid, or I got married there, or, you know, my children love to go there. I can't wait to walk my dog on the beach. And just all of these very friendly, heartfelt, positive vibes that are coming from people that have that their Florence has a special place in their life. Right now, we're running the Driftwood Shores 2-night stay giveaway, and that's going great also. So those are things that we do to kind of, we partner with Driftwood Shores, we partner with the casino, and then we use our marketing assets to get it out. And we market all the way up to British Columbia and all the way down to San Francisco, because that really is, you know, the people that are coming here. Why wouldn't you, if you lived in, you know, in San Francisco, and you're so congested in California, you know, you're a 6-hour drive up the coast.
Let's get away.
Yeah, let's go up to Florence where, you know, it's beautiful and peaceful, and we have such a beautiful community here. So, yeah, who wouldn't want to come here? And we get to live here, right?
We do get to live here, and we get to work here, and we get to have fun here.
We do.
Know, and we get to meet great people, you know, that come in. I love sitting down at Resta Bar or one of those places and having someone come up and say, oh, we're visiting, and then talk to them. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, Deb and I tell them about the radio station. Deb tells them about the hospital, you know. So
yeah, and yeah. We do too. You know, we've been getting a lot of visitors into the visitor center. By the way, we desperately need volunteers for the visitor center. They're 3-hour shifts, Monday through Saturday, and you could do it weekly or just once a month or twice a month. But if you love Florence and you'd like to connect with people from around the world, you know, come down and volunteer with us, because we're already seeing people coming in from all over the world. And, you know, in this summer with Oregon 22, we're going to have international visitors out the gazoo.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big addition.
We're really looking for people to come and be partner up with us at the visitor center. It's really fun to get to meet people and to talk to them. Well, what do you like to do? Well, I like to do this. And, you know, I like to hike. Oh, well, we can help you out there. Well, you know, I like to eat. We can help you out there. So, yeah, it's fun, I think. And the international visitors and the people that are visiting from, Jack and I were at the firehouse last week having lunch, and there were some people that were had health problems, breathing problems. They lived in Montana, and they were trying to, you know, think about where to move, that they could move on the coast that would be, you know, close to a hospital, check. You know, close to an airport, check. So Florence really does check off a lot of things for people that are looking to come and retire here.
And right now, what we're focusing on, obviously, is beginning the 19th. Of course, I think Davis shows, are they going to start the 18th?
19th.
They start the 19th.
They usually start on Wednesday, and right. They're starting on Thursday this year.
Okay, so everything starts Thursday the 19th. And
Thursday night, we have the coronation.
Yep.
The Rhododendron Court, which Matt Templeman from KEZI News is going to be emceeing. So that's going to be fun.
And I was kind of a little bit jealous because they had asked me to do it. And I was like, no, it's kind of not my thing. And so then they get Matt. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, look at the caliber they had to get to replace me.
I know, right? Well, you know what? I think Matt and Cameron, his wife, they've just, you know, they've really connected with us. And they've, you know, Matt's been our MC at the Cyusla Awards a couple times. And in fact, I think they're probably going to be staying with Jack and I for roadie days because
there's no other place.
Well, they love to stay at Driftwood Shores. That's their that's their happy place. And they're booked. Shocker. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, we've got, you know, Hacienda de Hannigan, so we'll probably stay with us.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That sounds pretty cool. Bettina, thanks for coming in and getting us updated to what's going on. Looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful rhododendron.
It's going to be a great Rhododendron Days. And, you know, we still saying it over and over, but just be patient. Just be nice. Everybody's doing the best they can.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it might not that we don't want to go out that weekend, but it might be a good time for, you know, some of us regular folks here to let the visitors have their fun.
I don't know. I love going out for roadie days.
I do, too. I love sitting on the front porch of one of the restaurants.
I do, too. Yeah, yeah. Get out on the motorcycle. Jack's having his hip replacement the week after, so we'll probably get one last ride on the Harley for roadie days.
Well, then you'll have to buy a three-wheeler.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
So just a reminder to the people that are out there and that the Harley people are called Rubs.
Rubs?
Rich Urban Bikers.
Yeah, okay.
And they're bringing lots of money to town, so don't let their leathers scare you off.
That's right. And, you know, of course, Jack rides, we ride, so, you know, we're part of that group, too.
We are,
so,
yeah, we are.
We're just regular humans.
Yeah, absolutely, with our pets, right?
Suckers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, George.
We'll finish up the May edition of Our Town Talking Golf with Chuck Trent and Vanessa Buss from the Boys and Girls Club.